Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrate and Elevate show. This is the most fun and awakened place to be on earth right now. It's all going down live. You get two hosts. You get two cities for the price of free. All right, I'm Z Marie. We got Miss Latoya on the call. That's the other host. She's in Miami. I'm in Chicago. What's up, everybody? How you feeling, Miss Controversy?
Hey, like, that contrast, that Chicago-Miami, all I want to say is I got sand down here, okay, in my toes. And I'm sending some via UPS overnight if they can make it. But I'm doing well. I could be a little bit better. I'm working on being better. That's why I'm so excited about tonight's topic. I need a little healing in my life tonight. So I'm excited to be here as we are every Sunday, bringing that elevation, bringing the right vibe. So thank you for that great opening and having the insight, the unction, the epiphany of what you got in store for tonight. So what is up? What's really happening?
Yes, I am feeling like the Wicked Witch of like the Midwest right now. So I got some tricks, you know. I'm feeling myself, and for some reason, the reason why I brought up Wicked Witch of the West is I've heard the word witch used a few times this weekend. So I'm like, what's going on? Okay, and the show topic kind of just came to me like I had some little magic in my fingers. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm riding the wave of the awakened energy, and I do want to say, as my co-host, as the best friend in the whole wide world, I'm sending so many healing energies over to you, and I thank you for your care package that you sent to me. So peace and blessings to my sister. May she be fully healed.
Thank you.
In the name of all
I'm
the gods.
I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling
so
it right
this
now.
Is your first. There you go. So if this is your first time listening to the show, you know, we don't support or endorse any one God for president of the universe, all right? So you are welcome to stay and sit. So if you saw the Facebook post, the show is about taking a good selfie, but this is a little bit of a spin, right? So we all know what a selfie is in today's world. But SELFIE is an acronym tonight, and it stands for Summoning Energy and Love from Inner Evolution, all right? So this is not about, you know, vanity. The first step, in fact, is if you see anyone with a selfie stick, I want you to hit them over the head with their stick, all right? So this is not about looking good for the first time, even though everybody who knows me knows that I am actually from Miami, so I keep it fly. I think looking good is a great idea, but this is that inner makeover All right, so we are part of the consciousness movement, however you want to define it, new thought, whatever you want to say is really old thought that we're reimagining, which is great. So that's what we're about, and that's why I want to take you today. In a little short time, like I said in the Facebook post, I want to crop this picture and make it look nice and then be done with it. So I don't want to beat anybody over the head for real with too much information. So to start with, Miss Controversy, I have 3 points, and I don't know if you want to, you know, chime in or you want to let me get through the 3 points and then we chop them up. How you feel about that?
I'm feeling a little bit remix orientated right now. So you go with the three, and if I feel the urge or something, I'll press the button and ask for some permission to get in there.
Okay. All right, you'll raise your hand. That sounds good to me. Okay, so the first point is we are the only known species that is self-aware. So there are different scientists, different neurologists, all kind of scientists, right, that have studied this fact. And so what I mean by that is obviously we recognize ourselves with a personality. I don't know if the chicken we eat, if the fish we eat recognize themselves as a personality, and we really hope they don't, right, for our sake. So we're the only species that has a name that we can actually identify with that can be called by, other than, you know, how we domesticate our animals, and, of course, they answer to the names that we give them. So really what I'm saying is, Ms. Controversy, there are no other animals in the food chain with, like, selfie sticks and iPhones, all right? So let's recognize that we are at the top of the food chain. And so what that means is for us that change is possible because we're self-aware, right? So a dog has to be trained, our other pets, whatever, a turtle, a cat has to be trained, and we are also able to train ourselves as well. But a dog can't train themselves. Somebody has to do it. Well, we are so blessed that we can do that for ourselves. And so in many ways, a lot of the awakening, the old self-help movement has kind of turned to me into a self-healing movement. And obviously we have life coaches to help us do that as well. We have master teachers. And so if you've listened to the show before, first of all, if you haven't, get at the archives. But if you have listened before, you know that we are big proponents, especially me, of having a mentor. And so it's about that point of the fact that you need to be self-aware and recognize that you have the ability, you have the authority, you have the responsibility to change yourself. And the last point I'll make about that is my favorite definition of responsibility actually comes from Deepak Chopra. And he says that it's the, obviously, the literal ability to have a response to something, but he says that the more creative your response is, the more responsible you're being. And so what Ms. Controversy and I are putting together is a creative culture conference or creative culture community situation. We haven't figured out what the last word is going to be just yet, but creativity is the key to number one. All right, point number two, we are energy and information. So this means that we're connected with the rest of the universe. The same metaphysical aspects that take place in the stars and in the galaxies, we have those same, like, that chemical makeup in us. So we are connected to the ultimate source power. What does that mean? I've been pondering that all week, and it is amazing to me. I don't know how other people feel. I definitely want Ms. Controversy's opinion, but it's really mind-blowing for me to believe how much power that we have within us. Because we were raised, you know, by our families. We were raised to be very kind of like tribal. Human beings are tribal in general. Nobody ever told me I was like Thor, you know. Nobody ever told me I was Darth Vader. Nobody ever told me anything like I have power. And so to know that now is to share it, right, because it's such good information, but also to experience it. And so I've been doing different things in my life for the last 3 years to try to figure out what that power is about. And I won't lie to you, because I like to show both sides. Sometimes I feel powerless, and sometimes I feel powerful. So it's also a dance of your humanity, because we will die, right? We are very finite in one way, but then our inner man and woman, that inner peace, the I in the selfie acronym, is something that exists forever, or if you want to say a spirit, a spiritual presence, a spiritual being. All right, number three. I like, three is my favorite number, y'all. So you got 3 points, and I'm on the third one. If you're not taking notes, shame on you, but you can always hit the archive. Number three, we are evolved and evolving. All right, so we mind, body, and soul. I got to that a little bit earlier. And our nature is love. So number three is a kind of a doozy, so let me repeat it. We are evolved and evolving. We're mind, body, and soul, and our nature is love. And so I hate to use this example, Ms. LaToya, Ms. Controversy, but I know people right away identify with it because it's such a cliche. And what it is you look at the babies, when the babies playing together, they don't see color, they don't see disability, they don't see any, you know, in terms of like maybe beauty, consciousness, or whatever. They just kind of play. And then we have to learn that this is better than that, that this is more, that these people have an advantage, that these people don't in society. All those things are learned, right? And so that gives us a window. Yeah, that gives us a window into the fact that something's going on here. Our nature is one way, and then we're taught to have a different nature. And so what we're advocating for on this show is to transcend the old, right? To try to get back to your baby self. You know, I'm from Miami, and we pump the baby hair. You know, if you got a little toothbrush with some brown gel on it in your bathroom, you have
with
to
a little
pump
toothbrush.
Baby hair. Yes, if you from Miami, you already know about that. So I'm asking you to pump the baby hair and pump a little bit of a baby mentality in a sense of your humility and also just not judging as much and recognizing that love, even though, like I said, it's corny, it's cliche, but it's true and it's life-changing.
It's relevant.
It's relevant. So those are my 3 points. I want to see where you come in, and then we could chop it up and see if we have any callers to help, you know, talk about this further.
Yes, those are some awesome points, and I'm going to come in and I'm going to ask all the listeners to just get into your superhero mode right now, because it's going to take that for you to really embrace what we just showcased tonight. Z Marie, on her first point, talked about, you know, she mentioned an example about animals and that we're at the top of the food chain because we are self-aware and so on and so forth. But in your superhero suit that you have on, recognize that you have a particular power, you specifically. You have your own special power. And the instinct that the animals have, that's something that we've lost intentionally by design, by some other agenda. And so as we sit here at the top of the food chain looking for fucking answers, when the answers are in us, that's when it's time for us to start recognizing that I am that Thor, or I am that story that they talk about, all these, you know, stories that are out there. So there's something more particular, there's something more unique, there's something more divine about me than I'm learning. And so that also gives me our perceptions. Our perceptions have been given to us. So as we are so far away from our instinct, we are so far away from our divine, we are so puppet-like with these other people's perceptions, you know, that we're looking through our lenses. And so shouts out to Unconquered Mind Service Group for promoting the group to read more, especially about the 7 habits of highly effective people. Shouts out to Stephen Covey. And I got a side eye about that because he's so good at it, so I don't know if he's a part of us controlling, you know, the perception or whatever. But whatever, you know. So with that being said, that's point one. And then point two is about, you mentioned something about power, powerful and powerless. And all of this relates. All of this relates to us being dumbfounded to the fact that we are divine. This is why we can't. This is, okay, on a good day, this is why we can hold up, you know, the selfie stick for the healing purposes and really get a good look at what we are. Sometimes you need to take a picture to really get the picture. You get it?
Yes.
Like they say, a picture
Rewind.
Is worth 1,000 words. You know, excuse me, I'm sorry. I need some tissue. Hold on 1 second. Oh, look, they can't hold me back. I'm healing in the process right now. But
I had the sniffles last week. You got sand sniffles. That's what you got.
You
the little
know,
wind, that, the breeze that blew in Miami. It's chilly. It's just a little breeze, though.
I still got my boots with the fur. But yes, we are. Imagine Darth Vader without, you know, the mask, or imagine Black Panther. I got shout out to Marvel, Black Panther and Storm. I'm Storm,
yes.
by the way. Imagine them not
I'm
knowing
Wonder Woman.
Who they are. Who are you?
I'm Wonder Woman. I got the skirt on them.
Oh, and the bangles. Remember the bangles from USA
yes.
Market?
Yes, the bangles, the wristbands. I'm coming for you.
Shots out to Miami. So yeah, like we're here recognizing that there is a disconnection, and I'm gonna pause right here before I go to your number three, because sometimes we forget that we are divine and that we are creators. The same way that stress, the way we think, can make us sick. Like, as we talk right now, me being transparent, I may be sick right now as a result of a thought or an emotion that I had last week.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So the same way how I interpret my situation can affect me physically, spiritually, right here and now. It's the same way there's something missing. It's the same way there's something hidden that I can grab a hold on to, that I can summon the energy and love from inner evolution. What?
That's why it's
from
so
the
selfie. Yes. I'm vibing on what you're saying, because that's why it's so important that we know that we're a part of the whole. Because, yeah, in your own strength, you can't do it. But if you know that you're where your strength comes from, there you go. So, yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Okay, amen. And I don't know if I'm 100% with what you're saying, because I think that the higher power, I think that is us. You feel
yes.
me? I think mm-hmm. that's what's being miseducated. That's what's being withheld. That's what has a veil, is that we are that. And as long as somebody can manipulate us to make us think that we are not that, they
mm-hmm.
have the ultimate control of power over 6-7 billion people.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's like the gods and the goddesses being dethroned. And if this was a comic, if this was a cartoon, I would have to turn off the damn TV, because it's a shame, because this is what's happening. And so
mm-hmm.
that brings me to your third point. You talked about love. And I had a conversation with a distinguished older gentleman a few weeks ago, and he asked the question of, why do we have a brain? Or why do we have a mind? And
mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't really care. I don't care why we have a mind. I want to know how to use it. And he was like, but isn't that one and the same? And I was like, nah, because I'm a little unorthodox. If I have a mind for one reason, that must mean that I can use it for several other things. And so
mm-hmm.
that brings me to my own personal question that I had while talking to him. And I said, why we gotta love? Like, what the hell is love about? We get all this hype about love, and love is painful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what
right.
is love about? And so now that brings me to, what perceptions have I adopted or been indoctrinated to in understanding love? And am I really understanding it? And is it a tool? Is it a real tool? And how do I use it? And what is it all about? And I do believe us understanding the unorthodox uses of love, meaning for your benefit, and not necessarily
mm-hmm.
what somebody told you it was, but the full capabilities of love what is love? What is power? What are my instincts? What is my intuition trying to tell me? Those three things wrapped together is us summoning energy and love from inner evolution. That is us really going within and finding out, who am I? That will help us define ourselves if we can grab a hold to those concepts. If we could also ask, what are we? Who are we? What are we? And if we define ourselves by our experiences, we are limited.
Yeah.
Because our experiences are based on our perception and not the bigger picture, not the God view, so to speak, not the view from way up. You know, I'm way up. But anyway, that's all I got to say right now. I love the topic, and I'm interested in finding out more about my superhero ancestors. I'm really excited about summoning their power into my current present day so that I can use it. Because someone great said on another show that, you know, Maya Angelou said we got to put our ancestors to work. I think that was V. Marie that said that. so
that was me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know?
Well,
so,
you said a lot, and I know we got at least a few callers. So before we end, you want to take some calls, Ms. LaToya?
I do, and I want to say one more thing. If you don't have your camera out, you already behind. So I distinctively said sometimes you got to take a picture to get the picture. So if you, wherever you
there
at,
you go.
Get your camera out and do a few snaps. Snap your fingers. Do your step. And, okay, crop, filter, so on and so forth. And this selfie analogy is so huge. The filters that you put on, think about your perception. Think about how you're perceiving things. Think about how you're seeing the world. Are you seeing the world through your experience, your pain, how much money you have, your past, somebody else, what somebody told you, what
the past
you
is huge.
Don't.
The older you get, the more
I'm
going to
open up these lines.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what you say?
No, I just had a flashback on the past. The past, it can be a huge driver. It got no business in the driver's seat. It is in the driver's seat very often. And as somebody who has anxiety, the future is also in the seat sometimes. It has no business in the driver's seat. It's all about the now, and so it's just, it's crazy how the mind is very, very flexible, and so we got to exert control, and that's why we're coming up with the superhero analogy, so I love it.
And for those of you taking notes, just write down neuro-linguistic programming and find out about...
So who did what?
Neuro-linguistic programming, XYZ. Look that up. Take a look at that and have fun with it and see how you can use it and how it's been used on you. And just seek healing. All right, we got a call, the last four digits, 3974. I think this is a familiar supporter and caller. Peace and welcome. How are you?
I'm great. What's happening, ladies? How y'all?
It's the CEO in the building. Hello.
We got no shots.
This unconquered mind, and I ain't catch the show in a couple of weeks, so I said, I got to catch this one. And I'm glad I caught it, and I'm going to get right to the point that I know time, you know, slip away. But I'm glad y'all sharing the knowledge. Like I say, what's the use of having the knowledge if you ain't going to share it? So I'm glad y'all sharing the knowledge. But first, I just took me a couple of selfies anyway, but this is what it is. This is how I feel. It's like what I think you were saying, Sister Tori, you got to know where your strength comes from. You know what I'm saying? That comes straight from the higher power to us. We connected to the universe. You know what I'm saying? So we have to know our medicine and our magic. So I know you remember that. I say the M&M. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our medicine and magic. And the medicine is our power to help heal ourselves and one another. You know what I'm saying? Ourselves and other people. Just like we get a cut, you can just watch the cut, your body gonna heal itself. You know what I'm saying? Your friend down, she gonna call you, you gonna help soothe her pain by giving some encouragement, some motivation, inspiration, whatever. That's the medicine part. The magic, that's just our that comes from the mind, the brain, you know what I'm saying? How our ability to create. You know what I'm saying? That's our magic. Create something out of nothing. Just like Big Mama come in the house, you know, we in the process by 7-8 of us in the house. We ain't got but 3 chicken wings, 2 potatoes. She cut it up and
everybody eat.
You ain't get what? Everybody full too. Because it's a mind thing. You know, this all I got, so this is what it is. So, you know, you're going to get full. You know, so that's, we got to understand our medicine and our magic. And, Toy, I think you said the guy asked you, you know, what our brain for, and you said, what our mind for. You like, I don't care, I just want to know how to use it. You know, you want to know how to use it, you still got to know what it's for, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. You know, that's just like having the tools in the toolbox. You don't know what it's for, how you going to know how to use it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It go one hand, go with the other, you know. And that's just my point on that, so. We definitely got to make sure we understand our medicine and our magic. So that's when we tap into ourselves. That's when we start taking these steps, because just like both of y'all said, a picture worth a thousand words. So when you go looking in the mirror, taking your selfies and understanding, like she said, if you still think we talking about with a camera and a selfie stick, you ought to sit on that stick. But you got to understand. Look in the mirror, you know. But identify yourself. Once you identify yourself, now start asking yourself, okay, what am I here for? And start letting your brain, take the time to let your brain, you know, talk to you. You talk to your brain. And also, another thing somebody sent to me earlier this week, it say, be here right now. Don't be nowhere else. If I'm in the car riding, I'm in the car riding. You know what I'm saying? I'm headed to my destination. If I'm walking down the street, my brain ain't wandering. I'm right here on the street right now. So we got to control our thing, you know. So I just think that was powerful right there and told me, be here right now and you'll be happy, you know what I'm saying, that you're here right now. So I'm just embracing everything, you know, for the day. And like you said, we bringing our ancestors back out. But they ain't going nowhere, you know. We worship someone else that was sitting here as the Son and the Holy Ghost and all that there. So why not represent Big Grandma and Great Granddaddy and all them there? They were here too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And as you said, Grandma definitely performed magic in terms of taking care of the family. Yeah. So
man, kept the family together. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So, but I thank y'all for letting me get my little point off right there and chime in on y'all, and I love the show. Yeah. Isaiah got a lot of notes, you know. So.
Good. And actually, I just want to publicly shower a little love on you, because mirror therapy, like we said, Brother Val, who's calling, actually has a service group that he founded. And at one point, he had everybody in the group do mirror therapy. And it was really awesome, because I know, you know, it's funny what you have, like we mentioned tools. You have a lot of tools in a toolbox, but there's actually some tools you prefer over other ones, right? And so I hadn't I hadn't pulled out that mirror therapy tool in a while, but when you had us do it, it was so helpful. And I think we only were supposed to do it for 5 minutes, but I would do it for a long time. So shouts out to everybody who, you know, shares, who each one teach ones, who loves on other people, who tries to do better. That's really what this show is about. So we appreciate you calling in, Brother Vaughn.
And I'm up and let you go. I ain't going to take all of, you feel me, the credit about the mirror therapy. It was proposed to me by your lovely co-host, you know, told me about mirror therapy. So I just went ahead and embraced it and made sure to, the whole set doing mirror therapy. But like you said,
I should have known it.
Shout out to Jamar Ake Itza, one of our resident healers, actually. That's who I got it from. So if anybody out there is doing their medicine and their magic, you have to give praise and respect where it's due. Shout out to all the healers. Shout out to the healers in you. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Our time is up. We'll see you next week, same time. Thank you, Unconquered Mind. Peace, everyone.
Peace.
Hey,
yeah.
End it. We could, like, it's done recording, though. That was a great show.
That was great. I was just thinking of Jamar because I never thought of my sign being any medicine, but she said that a few times, so I was going to say that, like, make sure you guys listen to the first show of the year. Because I think that's so interesting. I don't think I've ever, maybe they have, but I've never heard anyone, so she said it, think of your, you know, your astrological sign as a medicine, that like all signs have some medicine, you know, something healing within them.
Yeah,
so
they
I
do.
I love that concept.
You need to call and talk to her because, like, we've been talking all week, and there's medicine in each of them for everybody. Because depending on, you know, like, the season or what's going on, like, right now I think the moon isn't, or wherever the moon or the sun is at, whatever
mm-hmm.
constellation is in right now, we're dealing with those types of energies or something like that. So it's helpful. That's how come people can do certain types of predictions, astrological predictions, because even though, you know, you may be a Leo, or well, I don't know what you is. You a Leo?
I'm a Libra. A Libra.
But a Libra right now in this season is going to expect certain things through the aspects of what constellations and blah, blah, blah is going on right now. So it's really interesting. Okay, I'm finna go do some medicine and magic in this kitchen because I'm hungry. And I don't know. I've been eating soup and crackers and shit all day.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Is it your you just got the sniffles? It is not your teeth or anything.
Well, my teeth are. I really don't know what's going on with my teeth. I didn't know that it had to be two parts to the root canal.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still not understanding that. But the next time I go is Thursday. And and they was like, well, if everything goes well, I was like, what you mean? Why is everything so conditional? So, like, I guess they got to see how I healed this week. And if everything is good, they're going to, like, feel it all the way up and do the filling, and then in 2 or 3 months I need to go get a cap.
Oh, okay.
And then at that time I could take care of my other cavities. I don't know, it's just a whole lot of money and I don't even feel like thinking about it.
I'll think about it.
But
it
has to wait till after the surgery, the other surgery.
Right. But it's all in motion.
It's weird.
Now. So.
Huh?
No, I'm just saying it's all in motion. So I don't want you to think about the money. It's all in motion.
Oh,
you needed it. Yeah, that's good.
It's already done. And then I am also, like, this cold, I think the dentist gave it to me because I seen him cough 2 times and I was already
right now.
And so, I wanted to say, yo, big Jewish ass, why he ain't got no mouth cover thing on? But anyway.
Oh,
bar mitzvah. Saw David as. But not like my ear, the mucus, and I can't sneeze regular because if I sneeze regular, normally when I sneeze, my teeth are touching each other, like chomped down. So I have to sneeze with my mouth open, which is horrible. And it also like opens your nose all the way up, and it bothers my ear. So it's weird. I'm not used to this.
Oh, well, you know what to do. You sent me some tea. So you got your tea game on lock and everything, I hope.
Girl,
so,
did
yeah,
you
get
taste
you some
good
tea? I ain't taste yet, girl. I got half the smell.
Girl, why so the man good. At the man at the UPS, he's talking about, because it was open, I had to put it in the envelope. And he was like, what are the contents in here? And his ass actually went through everything because I didn't close the envelope. He was like, ooh, this smells good. I was like, put that down. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, no, that smells really great. Get out of there.
Yeah.
It's vanilla, lavender, jasmine tea.
Vanilla, lavender, jasmine. Let me write that down so I can stunt. Look, I got to write that down so I can stunt. Get it right.
Yes. And
vanilla, lavender, jazz.
I didn't put the name of the crystal because I wanted you to try to connect with the crystal without knowing what it was.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it may serve a different purpose than what we might read.
Yeah. I wonder, because the orange one, I used to sleep with it under my pillow sometimes. So I got to see how I got to connect with it, just hold it. I might put it under my pillow and see how I feel. Okay.
Yeah. I have one of those, and it was screaming out at me. It was like, hello, hello, buddy. And I was like, what is this? And so, yeah, I was like, oh, this is yummy. And it's so unique. It's so awesome. And when you get some time, if you want to, you should look up the neuro-linguistic programming if you haven't heard of it already.
Neuro-linguistic programming. Look it up right now.
It's on my cover page.
Neuro-linguistic.
And that's what he is all about. He was telling me about it. And
okay, I'm gonna call you back. That's this lady. They have fired some people at my old job again. So I'm gonna talk to her, okay?
Okay.
Girl, so ridiculous. Okay, peace.
Okay, bye.